capture it. Soothe. The crying began when she was about 3 weeks old. I said to my doctor, "What happened to my happy baby?" My doctor answered, "She woke up." For the first few days or weeks of a newborn's life, sleep is the main event. Then one day, the baby wakes up and realizes she is out of the womb. "Put me back," my baby cried. She could not get comfortable. No matter what we did, we could not soothe her. I began to do some research. All of the experts said the same thing. Try to make your baby feel like she is back in the womb. Besides food, the environment inside the womb provides a fetus with the following: warmth, vibration, closeness, movement, and white noise. I got to work. Swaddling did not work. Nursing all day long did not work. Walking through the halls with her at all hours of the night did not work either. One trick I had not tried was filling her ears with white noise. What do I have around the house that makes white noise, I wondered. I turned on the hairdryer and sat close to it with my baby. Guess what happened? My baby stopped crying. The sound of the hairdryer soothed her. Sometimes it even put her into a deep sleep. The clothes dryer worked too, but how often can you wash your clothes? Pretty often when you have a newborn, actually. Can you believe I used to ask people if they had a hairdryer before I went to visit with my baby? If they didn't have one, I brought my own. Now that you've heard and seen proof of this story, I'll bet you never forget this word.